welcome everybody.
Hey everybody.
Breaking the rules. Valley ones this time. To get situated in my seat. Whenever I press record, it's like across the room right now. Cause I'm on a couch and he took over the chair, the main mic.
It's a better mic.
It's a better mic for him.
Yeah.
But we did get a whole new sound system as well, so there is that.
Mm-hmm.
So all kinds of like crazy shit going on in VPR world. So that'll definitely be coming in the VPR episode that I'm gonna release myself. We were all over in the news over the Easter weekend.
Yeah, man.
Craziness.
Crazy.
Thanks, Brock Davies. Anyway, tune into that episode to hear all about that craziness.
Yeah.
I did see where Janet interviewed some producers.
Oh, yeah?
From the Valley, mm-hmm. and they asked who hid the most out of the couples this season.
Yeah.
And the answer was Kristen and Luke, and that really sparked my interest.
Yeah, that's pretty surprising.
It just makes me wonder, like, what were they hiding? I mean, I know they ended up getting pregnant over the summer, but that's kind of evident that you're not going to share that until you're so far along.
Right.
Especially because she did end up, you know, having a miscarriage, which, God bless them. Yeah. Thoughts and prayers always with them on getting their rainbow baby and mm-hmm. that. But I don't know. It was surprising to me. That's not who I would have said.
Yeah.
Who would you have said? Couple-wise, hid the most.
I honestly figured it was going to be Jackson, Brittany, just because of what's going on.
I honestly thought Jackson, Brittany, myself too, because I felt like they're more of pros
mm-hmm.
as a couple on the show. You know, I mean, I know Kristen's been on the show as well, but right. Luke has not. He is like brand new to reality television. Yeah. So I don't know. It intrigued me. Apparently we're going to see all kinds of shit. There was all kinds of explosive spoiler previews for this week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it does leave us on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Quite the cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
But let's dive in. Season 1, episode 2.
Let's delve.
What's the name of this one?
Oh, Tit for Tat.
So, the beginning of this one literally made me laugh out loud.
Oh, yeah?
Because Jax inviting her, his longtime friend that he claims is like a sister to him,
mm-hmm.
to meet him at the meat house.
Smokehouse.
It's a meat house.
Yeah, smokehouse tavern.
Right, but she's a vegetarian. It was like the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
They got like potatoes and salad, I bet.
I guarantee you are tasting meat on that potato if you are a vegetarian. There's 100% tasting meat on that potato.
It's all in your mind.
It's not in your mind. When you haven't tasted meat, like, she's been a vegetarian, like, almost. I want to think she said she became a vegetarian when she was, like, a teenager.
Wow.
And has always been one. So sorry, she is definitely going to taste the meat on the potato, babe.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I love some meat, so no meat dragon, but I just thought it was crazy to claim to be so close, and that's where they meet up.
Yeah, it was pretty strange.
Jax does act like he's really nonchalant when he asks her. Like, he's literally like, so how was Janet's party for you? Like, how was that? You know, like, he wasn't the one that was, like, going around to everybody at the party, which... Right,
stirring up the shit.
Well, by the way, he talked about it on his podcast with Brittany this week mm-hmm. and said that they literally asked him to do that. like, they told him to go around and have those conversations. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not sure they ask you to have that exact conversation with 20 different people at the same exact party.
Probably not.
But, and it was funny because Brittany was, like, chiming in, like, are you sure? I don't know, it was cute.
Are you sure about this?
She's going to be on Watch What Happens Live this week, so everybody should tune into that. She's actually watching Chicago tonight in New York City. She's watching Ariana in Chicago.
It's like,
she's watching Chicago.
Yeah.
But it just cracked me up that he goes right in with, like, did you have a good time? Was it great for you? And yeah, she,
surely.
She doesn't even, like, she's so nonchalant. She lets so much roll off of her shoulders. It's no wonder her and Jax have been friends for so long, because she really just ignores a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that, because, I mean, she's definitely, seems to get picked on a lot through the episodes.
And, like, does she set boundaries with them? Like, does she set boundaries with them? And she's like, you know, you can't be bringing my ex to talk to my new boyfriend so that they can talk about, you know, what I might have lied about. Like, that's not...
I'm an evil person.
Yeah, that's not how we roll.
I can't know this.
I don't know. But Kristen, she's angry about him bringing up Alex.
Yeah.
Period. Like, she really just doesn't understand why it's even a conversation at this point. And to me, his constant want and need for him and for having Alex in conversations makes me think he wanted him to be a part of this cast.
Yeah.
Was it when it was Kristen, Alex, Jax, and Brittany? Was it, you know...
Was
that the plan?
Really questioned how close him and Alex are, you know, or is this just like a plot?
He says they're pretty good friends, and Brittany says that as well. Yeah. So I would venture and assume to believe that they are pretty good friends. I mean, we'll get into it later, but the first thing the dude does is, like, diss the shit out of her when he gets on screen. He gets 5 minutes of screen time. Yeah. 5 fucking minutes of screen time. Maybe not even that. And all he does is diss her. So, you know what I mean? Like, I there's no way.
He must be angry about something.
Yeah. He's... In the blogs and little tidbits that I've seen come from Reddit, he says she owes him money.
Mm.
And, you know, she says he took all of her furniture, you know, really a lot of back and forth between them. So
interesting.
As he said, she said, I told you that the other night, whenever we were doing notes, I was like, this is like so much he said, she said. But the thing is out of all the shit that Jax says and has said about her in just this first episode and the little bit of this one.
Yeah.
She picks bringing up Alex as the thing that upsets her. Did you notice that? Like, he has questioned her ability to be a mother. He has questioned her ability to be able to hold a relationship with a man and co-parent. Like, really strong accusations as a woman that she should be extremely offended by. And the one thing that she gets extremely upset about in this moment is Alex.
That is pretty, pretty strange.
I wrote it down, so it was like asterisks beside of it. Yeah. Like, why is this the thing we're getting angry about? And maybe it was editing.
Yeah.
Very well could be. I would love to have a conversation with her and know how much of this is truly, like, pushed editing, and this is what we see, and we didn't see these parts where you were upset about this.
Yeah, right.
Because she does seem pretty upset on her podcast, but again, she lets a lot roll off of her shoulders.
Right.
Like, she does not make a big deal about a lot of things that she encounters as a friend that I would make a big deal about.
Mm-hmm.
Jax is kind of unhinged in this moment. Mm-hmm. He, in his confessional, he's like, I can spot a Kristen disaster a mile away. Lots of guys like Luke before.
Yeah.
And they leave and they need therapy. Like, this is what I'm talking about. She's seen these confessionals. You know damn well she is. So, and going to Jack's, she's going to his bar and hanging out with him and watching him.
The real term of man-eater.
It just, that would offend me if that's the shit you were saying about me, that everybody that walked away needed therapy. And I mean, if it's true, it's true. But like, I don't know. It's a lot. That's a lot.
What are you doing to these guys?
Well, I mean, Condom Boy, he's, I don't know what he looked like before, but he's not a very intriguing guy. Like, I'm not like, oh my gosh, I can't wait till she gets done with him.
He's pretty, I don't have a lot to say.
Jax really tries to talk about how they should be able to be friends with their exes. He's friends with his exes, and, you know, she just needs to get over it. And she calls him out, and she drops the mic on him. She's like, what's Luke's last name? Where's he from? Like, you don't know shit about him. You've not even tried to get to know him.
Yeah. He's like, I'll get to learn it.
Well, I feel like, I don't know, like, because this is definitely a guy thing, but, like, are you just made to be friends with the guys as they come? I mean, I guess you are made to be friends with the guys as they come and go. I mean, this is what I've made you do all these years with my friends.
But, I mean, you know, there are, you know, some good ones in the mix. And
there's good qualities and bad qualities in everybody, I feel like. You're never going to get a perfect person.
Yeah.
But
I see too much in one person.
Kristen did throw a dagger at Jax in her confessional. She said that the truth is that Jax is like bragging that he's like got all this. I have this family, I have this bar, I have this house. You know, I have all this going for me. And by the way, fast forward to now.
Right.
Where he may not have all those things for very much longer.
How's that going?
But she actually said that Jack stumbled upon a saint. And she's not wrong.
Yeah.
Most people would have left him in the faith scenario years before they ever were married.
Yeah.
And he would have never had all these opportunities to slam that. So I feel like she definitely graces him a lot.
Yeah, I definitely feel like, I guess you would have to be for, to be married to him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not trying to bash you.
No, not at all. I mean, Jax is amazing fucking television. I love to fucking watch it. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
So, there's a reason why Nick chose to move to recap the Valley with me and not stay with VPR, because he was that intrigued by Jax Taylor being back on television. He definitely makes you laugh every episode.
Yeah, for sure.
This is when Kristen tells Jax about Nipplegate.
Nipplegate.
It's the Valley Nipplegate. So Jax is completely appalled. His reaction to this, like his face, we need to make a meme out of his face in this moment because it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
He was so appalled. He was like, that's not appropriate. What the fuck?
Not at all.
Really isn't appropriate. I do have it's weird crazy feelings about it, though, and I think I have a lot of them written down in later parts of the episode whenever we continue to recap it. So we'll definitely do deeper dive into Nipplegate as the episode goes on.
For horses.
Michelle and Jesse are in the next scene, and I love Michelle. She's probably my favorite girl, the favorite woman on the episode, on the Valley cast.
Yeah.
She did message me back and answered a couple of the questions that we had about her from last episode. Isabella did not go on that play date because she was at school that day. So she did tell us that.
Yep.
And then she also told us that her house is Tuscan style. So, Tuscan. Yes. And it's not a far cry from what I said, because I think I said Spanish style.
Yeah. I think so.
So, but I adore her. She's super sweet. She responds. She's very outgoing. And I really like that she's sharing her whole self on this show. I think.
Yeah. I like being real.
And this scene, I have those shoes. Those were my shoes.
My
Adidas.
My shoes.
I love them too. Like, they're one of my favorite pairs of shoes. Anyway, they are taking Isabella for a bike ride for her first time. And she said, did you watch the video that I sent you? And here's the thing. If she went through the trouble to find a video and send it to you, there's a reason why she sent it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You probably lack patience and understanding in a child that may need that. And so she was giving you the prompts and cues you needed to be successful with this venture.
Right.
And you couldn't do that. I mean, I'm really curious, Michelle, how long was the video? Was it like a 5-minute video or was it like a 30-minute video? I'm super curious. If I sent you something like that, would you watch it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
He is, like, super into bike riding, too, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, super into safety and helmet wearing. Proper.
But I do think he talks in his confessional, and he's like, just said, like, twice. He talks in his confessional about how they parent so differently, how she can be like talking to Isabella and telling her no over and over, and then he just screams as loud as he can, Isabella, no! And she just listens. Yeah, that works right now because it's a scare tactic.
Right.
That is not going to work later, and it's also going to make her resent you later.
Absolutely.
So,
100.
We will see how that goes in later years, because I'm sure she's really going to dislike and not going to engage in conversations with you because she's going to fear that's going to be the response.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how I experienced my childhood, and trust me, I go home very little.
Yeah, you do. I guess that's just an eye-opening thing where, and if they're divorcing, it's going to make her gravitate toward her mom a lot more, because she's not going to have the ability to have that peaceful communication in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she loses that buffer whenever mom's not in the same home.
Right.
So.
It was always bad times, especially when mom wasn't around. So,
I don't know. I hope he does realize that. I think watching this stuff back, and this is their first time in reality TV, and they're sharing so much. So I think watching it back, it will be eye-opening for anyone. I mean, I'm giving everyone on this cast the benefit of the doubt until I know any otherwise. Like,
right.
Honestly.
Right.
So we always grow as... It's his first time as a parent. Like, we're always growing as parents. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I treated them with kid gloves. Like,
for a really long time.
Yeah.
A really long time. Michelle does get really deep in talk about, you know, their problems that started early on. And there's talk about that throughout the episode between her and Kristen, because they're pretty close, right, is what I'm hearing is. But it says that Michelle is concerned that they're never going to get back that spark that they once had. I can tell you that,
yeah,
if you want it, like if you work at it and you want it, you can definitely rekindle a spark.
Absolutely, yeah.
You and I have gone through times where we have not been as connected as what I would like us to be.
Right.
And it's all about the communication and your own self, yeah, and your own self-confidence in that moment, because I feel like it plays a lot as to how you feel in a relationship and how you receive love.
Right. I agree.
But communication is key. So if the communication is gone, it's really, really hard to do that. I think I wrote down there that you can get it back, but you both have to be actively working.
Absolutely.
At getting it back.
Yeah. 100%.
The next scene was Luke and Kristen on a hike.
Yeah.
Kristen, am I allowed to pee here? She cracked me up.
Where are they supposed to go?
Not there.
Okay.
I mean, it's like a national...
You gotta go.
Yeah, it's not like there was like a tree to go behind. Like, you're literally like peeing in a parking lot, desert.
I'm sure.
And I think it's like... What do they call that? Reserved land?
Yeah, man. I'm just watering the plants.
Yeah, no, that's... No. She tells Luke that Jax was sweet at the day before at dinner. Like, what?
Oh, man, I must have missed that.
And maybe it's because... Yeah, she did. And maybe it's because, like, they showed it to us in the sequence of showing his confessionals where he was showing how he really felt. Maybe it was just, like... nice to her face. I'm like saying, I would need to watch it back again, but it just made me laugh. I wrote it down and put it in like quotation marks because it, Jax was sweet. They do talk baby making, and she tells Luke about Nipplegate.
Oh boy.
So, and I've even had some conversations about this with other creators, like, he gets really red, like, presumably, right, as the conversation continues, his face continues to get more red and more red.
Us gingers have a hard time hiding our anger.
So you mean if you're really angry at me, like, you've never been really angry at me, though?
No.
Not like that?
You haven't seen, no.
That's crazy, guys. Yeah. We're like... almost 15 years into a marriage, and I've never made him that angry, because I'm like, what? Like, you what?
Yep. I turned into a Red Hulk.
I mean, I felt like that's what he was doing. Like, as the conversation continued, his cheeks got more red, and he got more inclined to, I don't know. It was definitely...
Oh, yeah. I would definitely probably be that red, too.
He was red in the interview, even talking about it.
Yeah.
In his confessional. Janet and Jason, he's so clueless when it comes to babies. It cracked me up. I would love to know. I know they have their podcast. I'm not sure if she listens. I'll have to let her know. I'll have to send her a thing and let her know the timing on it.
Yeah.
And... see if she'll give us a listen, but I wonder if he feels like he was a little clueless now, because he was like, I mean, don't they sleep? Can't I just sleep when they sleep?
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong, but...
You gotta get it in.
You don't... They sleep for, like, an hour at a time.
I can do that.
I can't do that. So, if it's you what, can do that, yeah. That's awesome.
It's what the Army because trained me.
That's the way the night is as well. Like, you never get a full 8 hours of sleep with a baby, ever.
Right.
So, you're never getting that whole night's rest, and you're always feeling tired.
Yeah.
That's, I guess that's, you go from a normal to a not normal.
That's when you need the rotations. You know, if you can do that with your...
significant
other. Yeah. That helps. I'm sure. I don't know.
Well, not if you're married to Jesse.
I've never been in the baby phase, so... That is, like, one thing I do not know.
Well, I did it alone.
Right.
So...
Not my fault.
I know, not your fault. And not because I wasn't with someone, just because I was with someone like Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who just believed it was my job to do that. I can say that, Michelle, you're much nicer than I am because I didn't go to a separate room. I'm like, if you're not going to get up with me, fuck you, motherfucker. I'm going to make all the motherfucking noise. And you're still not going to be able to sleep. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. I definitely... I'm not going to be tiptoeing around if I'm the one that has to get up all fucking night and still go to work the next day.
For sure. That's when you need a good partner.
I was never a stay-at-home mom. I went back to work 6 weeks after Ash was born. I went back to work 4 weeks after Blaze was born. Simply because I'm not cut out to be a stay-at-home mother. And with two children, I was literally losing my fucking mind.
I could imagine.
You know that's not me. I told him that it's funny that they talked about being a man in their past life because I am 100% certain that I was a man in my past life. And he, as soon as I said it, he was like, yeah, you totally were a man in your past life. It just made me laugh because you agreed with me so fucking quick on that. The next scene was
She's the boss.
Yeah, I am not the boss.
Okay.
I wish sometimes I was the boss. And maybe it's just that I'm not the boss in my head.
I don't know, because in my head you are.
I really won't even make, like, large purchases without talking to you, though. So that tells me that I'm not the boss.
No, but I don't either.
And I don't but make...
I think that's just...
But I feel like
respect.
That means that... But I feel like maybe that just means we're mutual.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Rather than anybody wearing the pants, you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
A little.
I am assertive, so that kind of, and you are the exact opposite of assertive.
I am.
You need a shirt that says I am.
I am. I am what I am.
The next scene is Nia, and she's at Taekwondo with Michelle and Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
Nia's actually a black belt, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Love that. It made me laugh that she told stories. She did tell some pretty great stories on her podcast. Hold My Crown. I'm not going to forget to give her shout out this time. Hold My Crown podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely check out her podcast. But she talked about being Miss USA during the Trump era when he owned the organization.
Oh, okay.
And males inappropriately approaching her, touching her at events.
Oh my God.
Whatnot. And no way. She literally was like, get your hand off of me. I'm a black belt and I will like kick the shit out of you.
I just can't imagine feeling so entitled that you just grab a girl.
That is a that is crazy. Totally a thing. Yes.
It's crazy.
And then we get viewed as bitchy when we're not accepting of it. Because we should just accept that, you know, if we look good, you should just be able to touch us. Or you think we look good, you should just be able to touch us.
Well, don't get mad if somebody looks.
Well, no. I mean, especially if you're, like, dressed in a manner that catches someone's eye.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, like, drawing attention or whatever. I'm just saying catches someone's eye. You can probably expect people are going to look. Or if you're just that beautiful, people are going to look.
I feel like it's a different era, man.
I don't know. We had a really funny conversation yesterday about a situation that we cannot even repeat. So, but it was this exact topic, too.
Yeah.
That's so weird. They do sit down and have some conversations. And it seems like during Kristen's breakup and Michelle and Jesse having problems, Michelle and Kristen got rather close. And this is, it's very key information because you remember when I did the spoofs on this cast before the show premiered, mm-hmm. I told you guys those two are no longer friends. Janet and Kristen are no longer friends. They don't follow each other. They don't, nothing. So there is big blow up about to happen. And I think we start to see some of those cracks surface. Yeah. At the end of this episode, and then some of those spoilers and previews we've seen for next.
Yeah, I'm really curious what happened.
Yeah, it
sparked the match.
Yeah, it's apparently extremely explosive.
That was crazy.
Enough to make Kristen wish she was back on Vanderpump Rules, and that's pretty bad.
Right.
Jax, Jesse, and Jason. Poor Jason and the editing with them when they go play hockey.
Oh, yeah.
That they literally, like, picked every time, and maybe that's what he did all day long, so maybe it was just, like, it was gleeful for them to just record, and they probably had a good time editing this.
That was pretty funny.
Footage, but he could barely skate. This would be me. I think Jax called him,
Bambi
walking, a deer walking.
Something like that, fawn.
A baby deer first walking. Jesse's like semi-pro on the concrete rink. What is going on there? Like, he seemed like he was a really good hockey player, so I'm curious.
Watch out, it's Brandon Walsh.
I'm super curious. Oh, shit, no, I cannot get that picture out of my fucking head.
You know what?
I'm going to do a side-by-side, and it is totally going to be the best thing ever. Oh, that was great.
Yeah. Yes, I watched 90210 in the 90s.
A million. We watched it, like, two months ago. Are you fucking kidding? We watched it and Melrose Place and reruns of, what is, Dawson's Creek?
Yep.
And what else, babe?
Gilmore Girls. I watched that.
Oh my God, he loves Gilmore Girls. That is one of his favorites. We have two dogs named after Gilmore Girls.
Donna, sweet iced tea from McDonald's. I drink that.
So Michelle did say to the girls whenever, because this is all like going on simultaneously, that they were out playing hockey, and Kristen's like, I didn't know he played hockey, and she said that he learned to walk playing hockey. So that's, I don't know how that happens. I'm interested now. I want to see some pictures. Yeah. I need pictures of him like as a baby playing hockey.
Did they like tape the sticks to his hand to like prop him up or something?
I don't know, but that would be pretty fucking cool. It almost makes me think of like Pinocchio. Like I'm a hockey boy.
Yeah. I'm a real hockey boy.
Jax talks to how Jason gives him both sides to stuff, and he's like, shut the fuck up, dude. Just don't even do it. But he is a good friend to have in that sense. That's always the friend that I want to have on the other side of me.
Right.
Telling me both sides so that I don't feel like an ass when I approach a group and three out of five think I'm a fucking douchebag. Like, that's what you need to hear. You need to hear the good and the bad.
Yeah.
He does approach Jesse about Nipplegate.
Right.
Jesse immediately denies it.
Oh, man, it was horrible.
He said, it's not something I would do.
This I don't remember this.
Well, this is always like, really what? Bad whenever you're on reality TV and you get, I call it reality TV-nesia. Yeah. It's reality TV-nesia. And it really just means that they don't remember what they did, but it's on camera. And so we just watched you do it last episode. And now this episode, you're like, man, that really just doesn't sound like something I would do.
Yeah, that's totally off kilter.
Well, now we can't trust you ever saying that.
Yeah.
Like, that check mark.
Yeah, we know you a liar.
Jason did say in his interview that he thinks it's an elevated because... it's an elevated because it's a woman's nipple. And that's kind of when I said, okay, now we need to talk about the elevation and whether it's elevation. Because I told you, I would never, like, I mean, and maybe they're friends and maybe, like, they hung out a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got that they got close whenever they were not doing well. So I'm not sure she is as close with him as what she is Michelle. Right. So, in my opinion, if I'm not close friends with you, or you're not my family, whether or not you're a male, I'm not grabbing your nipple. It still seems extremely invasive. Still seems extremely inappropriate.
Honestly, if someone does that other than...
me?
Yeah. Like, I have that reaction to, like, I'm probably going to punch you.
Yeah, well, you have serious... Like, he is not even ticklish, but let me tell you, he has a nipple sensitivity like nobody's business. No. And so if you did that to him, like, that would be his reaction because he would literally be, like, panicked.
Right.
Like, in his own panic.
It's just a reaction.
Yeah, his own anxiety panic in that moment. So, like... And that would be you explaining that later, being like, listen, listen, you did that, and this is my reaction because I'm fucking crazy about that. Like, you can't touch
sensitive,
that.
Sensitive, yeah.
Oh, my God. When I do it, sometimes you will, like, kick or, like, flail.
If you catch me off guard, just don't know.
Oh.
But I'm definitely not going to tweak your nipple.
I don't know. Just for me, they're both elevated. Yeah. And it's not going to be that way for everybody. And that's kind of why I love having a large following. So please don't forget, always hit the follow, like us, leave us comments, and let us know.
Questions.
Yeah, please go follow the page. Any clips on podcast from the cast... Janet from her podcast Other Side of the Hill with Jared Lipscomb and her husband Jason, and then Hold My Crown with Nia, and she's got Danny on there sometimes, but she really does just a plethora of different things. Twin, she has like a twin episode each month.
Yeah.
Where she talks about twin stuff, and it's pretty cool because they didn't even have twins in their family, so God love them for dealing with that craziness on a whim. God love anybody who deals with twins or multiple births.
No doubt. I couldn't imagine.
I could not imagine. Oh, like, I mean, and I say this, and my own sister, I have twin nieces, you guys, so... And I did have to rescue her. I think it was only once that... I was the first to have kids. I am the youngest of three girls, but I was the first to have kids. And I had one child, and so I had experienced some stuff. And then I had a second child, so I was like, a pro at that point, according to her. And I was only like 2 months into my second child. And she called me to come up and help her with my twin nieces. And
oh, man.
What were they in?
No, I said, oh, man.
Oh, yeah. It was bad. Maple syrup all over the the white piano room. The nice. White grand piano room. It's great.
Hey, we've all been there. We've all made our messes.
Jax asked them if they think it's a good idea for him to invite Alex to the guys' night. So what's your response to Jax in that moment?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I thought you were going to say absolutely not. You're like, absolutely.
Stir it.
Bring that bitch. Bring that motherfucker in.
Yeah.
Bring that condom head motherfucker to dinner, okay? Invite him to fucking break bread.
Yeah.
Janet, Jasmine, and Brittany head to the baby shop.
Yeah, man.
This was more of a boring scene for me.
Right.
I mean, I don't mean to be mean or anything. I just feel like there are funny things that happen in Lamaze class or, like, and they probably won't let cameras in there, but maybe they could have scheduled some private things. I don't know. There's, like, funny shit there that I hope we get to see. But shopping for strollers and stuff is, it ain't fun.
No.
Like, I dread this shit. When I gotta go shopping for baby showers, I dread that shit. Like, when people make an Amazon wish list, it is my fucking life.
Yeah. I could see that for sure.
The wonderful thing that they did, the editors were, you know, they were talking about adulting and how they were all adulting, and the editors did that flashback to Jesse and the champagne in the morning.
Oh, yeah, at like 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, it was really great editing.
Great Jesse.
And Nia and Danny, they're just in their element being parents at their home. And it's even cool to see them because they're just having candid conversations. First of all, you and I were fascinated by the kid knife.
Oh, yeah.
The wooden knife. I think it was wooden, wasn't it?
I believe.
It was the coolest. Literally the coolest shit we've ever seen.
Yeah.
So kudos to you on like all of these things that came out way after we had kids.
No doubt.
Like, do you know how
some power.
Yeah. Do you know how much I had? Like, it would be amazing if the kids would have been able to slice their own damn apples. I'd have been able to slice your own damn apples.
Cut it yourself. You cry, baby. Not really. I wouldn't say that.
You're right. How about them apples? I don't know. We were fascinated by that for sure.
Yeah.
She is doing pageant coaching, and it's crazy because you don't think that it is extreme money. You and I paid for this shit.
Yeah, well, I didn't see numbers, so I can't say.
You don't. You want me to repeat numbers right now?
No. We don't need to do that.
We don't need to know how much an hour we charged.
Yeah.
Or we were charged for somebody to come to our home. And hey, it worked. She's never interviewed for a job that she didn't get. Or interviewed for anything that she didn't get, if I'm being honest. So, there's that.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. Working on the interview skills. Making it. Danny said the last time he was pantsed, he was in junior high in his confessional. He was like, I've definitely been pantsed before, but the last time I was in junior high, because they were talking about that at the house. And excuse me, she's still super upset about it. And
that's so crazy.
I know. I mean, we're grown-ass adults. I can't imagine if somebody did that to you at, like, if we were at one of our events out here at the house and somebody pantsed you.
It's happened before, so.
As an adult?
Well, I mean, mid, mid-20s at college. Yeah. Yeah, good times.
That does not sound like good times.
Yeah.
Jesse and Michelle are at their house. He immediately calls her out for not having shit done. Like, this is where I have a problem with the way that they communicate and the way that he's supporting her as a partner. Because as a man or as a partner, when mm-hmm. you walk into a scene and your partner is stressed.
Right.
The last thing you need to do is point out the obvious, Captain Obvious, and make her more stressed. And you know what I mean? By calling it out and making it so known. Like, say, what can I do to help you? Like, is there anything I can do?
Yeah, exactly.
That is not more stressful.
Just shut your mouth and do it.
Yeah. I mean, just something. Offer some kind of support rather than that.
No doubt.
Simultaneously, Jax and Luke meet up. So they get to the event a little bit ahead of time. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was planned so that they could have a little conversation.
Yeah, he said he wanted to pregame him.
Well, he did. And almost feel like he just wanted to be nice to him for a few minutes so that he'd be okay when he brought Alex in. Because he didn't even take that private time to talk to him about Alex coming.
Right, right.
He waited till later, till like the last fucking minute.
Well, he had to get him sauced up.
You're right. He probably did wait till he had a few drinks in him, thinking that was going to be better.
Yeah. Like, booze never escalates the situation.
Jax and his confessional. Joey's mom said that I have to hang out with you.
It's totally true.
Oh, it's a fucking 3-bit circus, dude. That's what it, and that's what it was called, that place.
Oh, okay. I didn't get the name of it.
I think it was 2-bit circus, but 3-bit circus.
1 or 2.
2-bit circus. Yeah, it was mm-hmm. a 2-bit circus.
Okay.
But it's like an arcade place. Danny arrives first, and he actually does immediately make up with Jax about the pantsing. Jesse arrives after that, and I mean, it seems like as soon as he walks in the door, Luke starts getting as red as the chair you're sitting in.
Yeah.
It was just really uncomfortable. It's really uncomfortable watching him upset. And I don't know if that's because I just don't like watching people get upset. You know what I mean? Like, it gives me anxiety to see people get upset.
Right.
Or I don't know if it's a trigger for me and a red flag that if he gets like that in front of cameras, what does he do behind closed doors?
No doubt. I couldn't imagine being that comfortable to get that angry on TV.
Well, I don't know, though. Like, if somebody grabbed my fucking nipple.
Well, yeah.
And here's the thing. If I came to you and I was like, listen, I'm just going to put a scenario in. Listen, I was up at Michelle's and we were all goofing off and, like, really drunk, and I reached over and grabbed Dom's nipple, and then he reached over and grabbed mine back, what would you say? Look, I almost can see him getting a little red.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, for me, it changes when I'm like, I first invaded his space and did that to you because you already said you would have punched me. So, if he'd have punched me, what would you have said? You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. You have to put yourself in his shoes, I think. And think about that response. And I think maybe you and I would have probably had a conversation where I would have done that instead of egged you on.
Right.
And, like, was like, I think what Kristen said to him was, you look really sexy when you're defending me. Or you turn me on when you're defending me.
Yeah.
So that does not turn me on when you get upset with other people.
No.
Or you're upset in general.
No, it's not good.
So
I don't want to be in that.
Well, and to me, I'm only going to tell you, I think you told me when we were watching this episode and doing notes, you were like, why would you even fucking tell me? Like, don't even fucking tell me. I wouldn't want to know that. You did something first. Why would you even tell me that? So I feel like you think there's a point in time where, like, I just need to eat something that I did first and just own it, wear it, and it's not even considered a gate at all. There is no gate to nipple touching. I don't know.
I mean, it just... How do you want me to react? You know, like... Just tell me what you want.
Well, like, and I mean, I feel like that definitely has some part in it. Like, is the woman offended? And I felt like she wasn't very offended by it. But he is extremely offended by it.
Right.
And it's becoming bigger because of his offense of it.
Yeah.
And absolutely. Not hers. So, Luke takes him aside immediately. And Jesse pretty much tells him what he told Jax, that he doesn't remember doing it.
Yeah.
If I did it. I think is what he said. If I did it, I will apologize. That's what he said.
It was like a whole argument of even if I did it.
Yeah, and Luke was like, well, there's no question if you did it because my girlfriend's not fucking lying, okay? Yeah.
And we'll see it on TV.
Here's where I will 100% back Luke up. Like, when he said that, like, there's no fucking question whether you did it or not, buddy. Like, there's no question there. And I mean, having a conversation where you're like, listen, in the future, don't touch your nipples.
Right.
That's a little bit different. Like, where you just, like, elbow him and you're like, listen.
Yeah. You put a firm hand on his shoulder. You know, squeeze a little. You're like, don't ever touch her again. And you give her the Liam Neeson death stare.
Well, and... they ask Jesse in his confessional if he was afraid of Luke, and he said it was like a panther being afraid of a kitten. I can definitely tell you that if we're talking about verbally and the way that you're, I don't even know how to say this.
He's more verbal instead of physically reactive?
No, I don't even know if it's that. He's more reactive. That's what I was searching for, exactly. He's more reactive, like, publicly, Jesse.
Right.
But I feel like I said, there's reaction that happens for Luke. It's just not public.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with the panther and kitten.
No doubt.
So.
Not a.
Jury's still out for me.
Not afraid of either of you. Little kittens.
Jax does tell Danny that he invited Alex as they're away and talking. And Danny's face says it all. He's like, no, you didn't. Like, he was so fucking funny in this scene. It's like a laugh out loud. That's what I would consider a laugh out loud. But Jax in his confessional, he was like, dude, she slept with everyone I know, including me. So if I knock out the people she slept with and who I can invite to parties or events. You
have to get rid of California.
That was funny and quirky, but again, if that's my good friend, I'm like, listen here, motherfucker. Find a new way to rag me. And it's not calling me a slut. Oh, shit.
Call him as we see him.
Jesse and Michelle's is next. And Dan, like, she put that shit in order quick. Like, she was like, I'm not ready. She was definitely fucking ready when they arrived. That place looked fucking amazing. Like, she's a host and a half. So they get there, and Zach, he arrives first.
Yep.
And he talks about being a platinum gay, which I did not even know the meaning of. Learned something new all the time. He didn't even come out of a vagina. So he was born by C-section, so he didn't come out of one. He's never been in one. That's what he said. That's what a platinum gay means.
Wow.
Golden gays, I think, are born through the vajayjay. Yeah.
I can't believe they actually make these terms.
Yeah. It's so they can have, like they have conversations with each other about, like, that's how they refer to each other in a lot of, like, dialogue and dialect.
It's a little strange.
I think it's cute as shit.
People don't want to be labeled, but they label themselves.
I think that kind of label they like.
Okay.
Like, that's not a derogatory label.
It's like, label me, but label me.
Platinum. I mean, they're gold and platinum. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like tin. They're not like, oh, I'm a tin gay. I'm an aluminum gay.
Is there a copper?
Wonder what a diamond is.
Yeah.
Zach, is there a diamond gay? I need to know this. These are things I need to know. The things I learned on Bravo.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea about.
Brittany arrives also, and Kristen comes right behind her, but Kristen cannot get in the fucking door. She's the only one that gets there and can't turn the doorknob. I know those doors are kind of weird, though. Those doorknobs, it's like the doorknobs in our bathroom and our bedrooms. They don't always turn the greatest because it's like an older. It switches back to Guy's Night, though. And there is this kumbaya toast. It's like the perfect scene and setup. They do a toast of kumbaya, and then Jax is like, "Hey man, hey Luke, let me pull you aside here for a second. I gotta talk to you about something." And he tells him that he invited Alex. And you guys, backstory here: Kristen does claim that Alex was, I believe, physically abusive to her at one point. So there is a physical abuse claim here that I think is what is causing Luke to have so much, I don't know, I'm not good with words today.
Hostility?
Yes. So much hostility for it. It's been a really bad day at work, guys. And it wasn't even a bad day. It was just a really long day. I worked 12 hours because we went live in Oklahoma. Woo!
Yeah.
But anyway, it just definitely, it makes a difference. Jax tells him about inviting him, and he just loses it. He's like, "No, I'm not going to be okay with a guy like that." And so that's kind of why I'm telling you that.
Right.
I think that's what he's referencing when he says a guy like that.
Yeah.
Because
I was confused.
Yes. So there is a physical abuse claim there in which Alex is still good friends with Schwartz and Jax. It's not just Jax. It's Jax and Schwartz because I believe they went on a vacation earlier this year together, all three of them.
Hmm.
So there is quite the friendship there where it's outside of, you know, anything going on with Kristen and after he and Kristen were donezo.
He's done hiding his feelings for Alex.
He likes to have romances.
Yeah.
He does, for sure.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
Janet, this is my interesting spoof for you guys, because Janet on her podcast, or no, it wasn't on her podcast, it was on the spoiler for next week.
Yeah.
She said that she feels like Alex will have a different version. Kristen is afraid for Alex and Luke to talk because Alex is going to have a different version of things that happen.
Mm-hmm. Of course. There's always two sides.
But guess what? Condom Boy arrives anyway.
Yeah.
In walks Alex. He has a hat on.
I'm here in style.
He has a beanie on, or a, what do you call that?
that
it's supposed to be a beanie.
Yeah, he doesn't wear it the way I would.
It's like a Cody beanie. You know what I'm talking about?
A what?
Wasn't it Cody from Teen Mom that wore his hat like?
Oh.
His baseball cap like that.
Like off the top of his
yes,
head.
Yes, just yeah. on the top of his head, like it barely touched him.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. When I was in Santa Monica, it was windy as fuck, man. How are you keeping that shit on your head?
He put it on before he came in.
Yeah, he was like, I gotta wear this in this scene. Like, I didn't get my hair cut.
I'm gonna be cool.
I don't like the way my grays look right now. Gotta do something. It goes back to the girls' night.
Yep.
And Brittany tells Kristen that Alex has been invited to the guys' night.
And of course.
There was a lot of back and forth here and a lot of really crazy ass shit said. One thing that definitely caught my attention was Kristen said Alex should not be there, and Brittany said maybe Luke shouldn't be there.
Yeah. She said that Alex deserved to be there more than Luke did.
And that's crazy. Yeah. This is why, to me, I'm telling you, I feel like there was a lot of conversations between the four of them as couples about being on this show. And I feel like Jax feels almost entitled to continue those conversations with Alex as a friend.
Yeah.
And offer him the ability to come on, even if it's a friend of, because, you know, maybe they had conversations about it previously. I don't know. It's just my feeling. Zach does say in his confessional that Kristen and Jax tie for the messiest. 100%. And I think Jesse is coming in hot in the bronze position. They're trying to make him cast.
Yeah.
Jax does go tell him that, you know, they go hang out for a second, but he tells him, you know, that he's going to have to go.
Did he tell him to leave?
He does tell him to leave. Oh. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, hey man, I thought this was going to be okay. And he's like, it's all right. I get it. They definitely let him talk mad shit about Kristen for about 2 minutes straight.
Right.
And then they 100% do a skip back to the girls' night. And the cliffhanger that they did was regarding shit that's been said between the women. And it's she said, a little bit of Zach, he said. And Zach's like, fuck you, I didn't say shit. But definitely tune in, because I think it's going to be a hell of an episode this week. From the previews we've seen, it's
crazy.
It's insane. So do not miss this week's episode.
It's pretty, pretty good.
And I think this week's Valley recap for this week's episode, I probably will do by myself. He's getting ready to take off. He's going to be taking off to Georgia on Wednesday. So he's going to be gone for a couple of days and then so damn busy this weekend. Getting stuff ready, so I know he's gonna be excited to finally have his trailer here.
Nervous? Yep, definitely.
Just a lot. For sure. I don't know, but thank you guys so much for joining us.
See you guys.